So can you tell me a little bit about the Block Parent program? Is this new for Prescott?
It is. Well, no one really has any paperwork on when it was last here. I mean, people say it was here in the 80s, but Block Parent Program Canada doesn't have it on file when it was here last. So I don't know exactly when it was here. Mm-hmm. But it's been a few decades in any case. And so we thought we'd bring it to town. We had an incident here last summer where there was some little kids scared at the park and like someone chased them down a road. Mm-hmm. And so after that, like I'd already been thinking of starting up the Block Parent Program. And after that, then I definitely wanted to start it up.
Yeah, I remember that news story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so here we are, and I just got it registered, and now I'm the first Block Parent in town. And now it's a matter of doing some advertising and getting the word out there. So far, it's been word of mouth. So I have 5 people right now in the process of becoming Block Parents, but we'd like to get a little bit more.
So how does it work exactly? Is there a fee, or do you just get some sort of registration and put a sign in your window, or how does it work?
So the Block Parent Program is a not-for-profit organization, and so there is no fee. There's a fee for a membership fee every year, which is $45, which I take care of. But for someone to become a Block Parent, it's free. It's just a 10-step process. So it involves a criminal record and a vulnerable sector check for anyone in the house that's age 12 or older.
Good.
And then I get some, they fill out a registration form. I get some references that are not family members, and then I will call the references and ask some questions. And then they go through an interview with me. And after the interview, I go to their home, and I basically just, I don't look around their home, but when I approach their home, regardless of whether or not someone's passed criminal record check, I still have the right to refuse them, in the sense that if I went to their home and a dog was crazily barking at the door when I knocked on it, that's something that could scare a kid.
Right.
So it ends up being my decision ultimately. So I go there with the window sign, and I, if everything checks out good and I feel comfortable at their home, then I think a kid would feel comfortable there. Then I give them the window sign, and I instruct them on how to use it. And every 2 years, they have to renew their vulnerable sector check. So they get a sticker on their window sign, kind of like a license plate sticker, mm-hmm. that makes it good for 2 years.
Right, so, and it's big enough and visible so kids can see it?
Yes, it is. I guess it's about 8x10, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit wider.
Yeah.
So the one in my window right now has a 2018 sticker on it. So in 2018, I'll need to renew my vulnerable sector check and my criminal record check in order to be able to continue being a Block Parent.
Well, I remember growing up in the 70s in Kempville, and this was something they taught us about in school. So will they be informing the kids on the purpose of the Block Parent program?
Yeah. Now, I'm working with Officer Profit in Prescott, and we will be going around to the schools. So there's 3 elementary schools and 1 high school, and educating them in assemblies to let them know what it is. Because if the kids don't know what it is, then, you know, mm-hmm. there's almost no point in doing it. So, yeah, we do absolutely have to do it in the schools and let them know what Block Parent is and why a Block Parent is safe.
Right, because we've been drilling through their heads not to speak to strangers.
That's right.
This is showing them that these people are safe. They've been checked out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awesome. It's interesting that they had it years ago when I was growing up, and then somewhere along the way it just kind of fell apart, but it's good that you're putting it back together again.
Yeah, I think so. It also deters crime in communities. You know, if people know that it's a Block Parent community and there's always eyes watching, then they're less likely to do stuff. But the goal is to have a couple per street, just because when you become a Block Parent, you don't keep your sign in your window 24/7. So if I'm going to be, like, I have 2 daughters, if I have my sign in my window right now, but if I want to go upstairs and give them a bath, then I'm not really available to help someone if they come to my door, so I'll take the sign out of my window.
Oh, really? Okay.
And then I'll put it back in later when I am available. Now, the reason we want to have multiple per street is because then there's always at least 1 Block Parent mm-hmm. at any given time available to help somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it might be good for the parents to let kids know, like go on a little drive and see where they are.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Because
we always knew where the Block Parent was.
Yeah. And it's so sad. Like, I mean, I saw it everywhere when I was a child growing up. And I mean, it's so many people around here have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, even adults, you know, I'm explaining to adults what it is. So it is nice that it's back, and I'm hoping that I can keep this going for many years to come. I mean, as soon as someone stops renewing the membership, it just kind of goes down the tube. So my plan is to keep it going.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us.
Yeah, absolutely.